You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Now plug yourself in the ass. It's the time for another Go Plug Yourself podcast.
All right, welcome everybody to a very special Fringe episode of Go Plug Yourself, which we're calling Go Fringe Yourself because that makes even less sense than the regular title. Sitting down for our first Fringe minisode, which is minisode is not a word, is Franco and Kenny from the Rise of Alex Cross?
No, Alex Cross
and his rise to fame.
Fuck, I fucked it up. So many people have long titles on their Fringe shows. I'm really sorry, guys.
Yeah, ours is one of the longest, I think.
There's also, yeah, there's a Verbal Diarrhea or something, Bomb and Love.
That one's a long title.
That's a pretty long title also. So we have director and star Franco.
And playwright.
And are you just acting in it?
I'm just acting in it, but I'm Alex Cross.
You're the title.
Yes, the star.
So, is this your first Fringe?
Yes, this is both of our first Fringes.
Yep.
Okay, so you're Fringe virgins.
We are very excited to lose our virginity.
Did you guys come out to the festival before, or like when you?
Yeah, I've seen a few shows at the Fringe before, and it inspired me to want to do one on my own.
Okay,
cool.
It's my first Fringe completely. I've never been to the Fringe at all.
So
I've heard about it, but.
Get out. Get the fuck out of here.
Are you popping your cherry tonight?
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow. We still got a little rehearsal tonight, and then after tomorrow, the cherry's off.
Okay. Yeah. So this is, just like reading your guys' press release and stuff like that, usually you see like two-man shows, one-man shows, maybe a cast of four or five. You guys have like 11.
Yeah.
Which is, by Fringe standards, like kind of insane.
Yes, it is.
So how did you guys decide that you were going to do a huge, big production? Also a long running time, too. You're like an hour 15, where a lot of shows are like 45 minutes. So.
Well, it is a big show, and it kind of came out of the script. The amount of actors that we needed was based on the amount of characters in the show.
Okay.
Because we're trying to portray this idea of Alex being in the music industry and rising to fame.
Okay.
We need to have a lot of people to kind of give across that idea, you know?
All right.
So it was kind of necessary.
All right.
Yeah.
So how did you guys get that group of people on board for a big production?
It's been a long struggle. It really has.
You have a lot of casting changes and stuff?
Exactly. That's one of the things. And another one of the big things is getting 11 people in the same room at the same time is extremely, extremely difficult.
And like repeatedly, right?
To audition, repeatedly,
and run the script and
yes, it's just been absolutely insane. I don't know if I'll ever do it again. I want to do it again. But,
well, you just said you guys are still doing another rehearsal the day before, right?
We're going to have a rehearsal the day of. It's insane.
That's intense.
The one thing that I was interested in is I'm sure there's a portion of your show that is self-funded, but a lot of the shows are completely self-funded, but you guys actually got grants, or at least some help, at least
press release. We were able to land one grant from the Concordia Small Grant Program, which we're very grateful for. Aside from that, it's mostly coming out of our own pocket and hoping that we'll sell enough tickets to cover our debt.
All right.
And that's pretty much it. Like, I've got some help from my family.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
The indie play.
Indiegogo, yeah. Both of the donators there were my family.
Yeah, exactly.
So it didn't go all that well, but I'm grateful for their donations.
So how did you, I guess we'll field the question to both of you. Like, how did you guys come up with, I'm assuming that you're, as the playwright, the main source, but if you're like the star also, how'd you guys come up with the idea? If you can also explain a little bit of the idea, like what are we going to go see for a play? Because this seems like not a sketch comedy thing, looks like it's going to be a very traditional, not necessarily traditional storytelling, but it's like it tells a story,
Yeah,
like,
it
as
does,
opposed
yeah.
to it's not just going to be sketches or
or improvised.
Yeah, exactly.
It's rehearsed, rehearsed. Well, admittedly, I'm into conspiracy theories to a certain extent.
Okay.
And I just find it really interesting, all this alternative information that the media doesn't provide for you, right? And one of the
stars.
Well, one of I was just going to say okay. one of the subjects I got into was how there seems how these people make videos about how there's a satanic conspiracy behind the music industry.
Okay.
And if you look at all these videos, like you can see Kesha, I don't know if I'm saying her name right, yeah. but she was on
it's hard
the
to
Oprah.
Pronounce the dollar sign.
She
and for
was
the record,
on.
Keith loves her because she's so dirty.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
No, it's so, she's always just sweaty, gross, and covered in
yeah,
blood.
Yeah.
So,
like, well, I've seen various images of her, like, wearing a dress that has, like, an upside down cross on it.
Okay.
Or she has a pentagram on her ass.
Okay.
And she apparently wears a necklace of her fans' teeth that
okay.
her
oh
fans
God.
Have sent in. So really
they just
these
made the grossest looking fans of the best. He's well, like, what?
I didn't know that, so I'm actually
really
pretty
these...
shocked.
Yeah. So really there's a lot of these strange things that these conspiracy theorists okay. mention in these YouTube videos that yeah, they make, which of course a lot of them you have to take with a grain of salt because a lot of them is just fundamentalist Christian bullshit, basically, okay. that will tell you anything that is not Christian music is Satan's music, right?
Right.
But I kind of took it from that perspective without going too Christian on it. You know, I'm
not
a Christian
going
myself.
Christian. I'm pretty sure I saw the poster, and I'm pretty sure I saw a guy with a guitar
yeah.
up on a crucifix.
Well, his name yeah. is
Alex
Cross.
Yes. And he's there on
so
a crucifix.
The idea is that
not that Christian though.
The idea is that. We're making a mockery of Christianity right. here, and it's the Illuminati or the yeah. Satanists that are yeah. attempting to destroy Christianity oh, yeah. through Alex Cross.
Okay.
And that's how they're using him. But he's completely naive and unaware of it.
Okay, so I was going to ask. I was like, I'll ask Kenny, like, for when you're playing, like, the character of Alex Cross, like, what attracted you to become a naive metal guy that's in controlled by the Illuminati?
I think naturally I'm pretty naive. there's a lot of things that like people tell me I'd be like, no way, and then like it was a fucking lie. But
so people lie to you all the time.
All the time. No, but it's funny because for the audition I auditioned for Bal, the devil character.
Okay.
And I went in as him and thinking, you know, I'm going to try this out. It's my first Fringe, blah, blah, blah. But then I got called back for Alex Krauss because okay. I read it for him. Franco asked me to read for him, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then after a couple, like, auditions, and then, like, suddenly I got the email being like, oh, you got Alex Krauss. I was like, oh, wow. I did not expect that. And I was really excited, and I read through the script, and, like, it's fun to play naive people like that because the way Franco and I are trying to direct it to, well, I guess Franco's directing me and I'm doing it.
Yeah.
It's like he's very, very childish.
He's
a child who wants to be famous but doesn't want to put the work into it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, doesn't have the talent to get him there.
Okay, that's it. So but, that's why the industry, I guess, like, takes a hold and
exactly.
is like, we have the perfect fucking
exactly.
vessel.
Wow, that's,
so you're like
you got it spot on, man.
Basically, like, those Disney characters that are like, hey, I'm going to be Disney and now I'm going to be a rock star.
Yeah, that's it. All
you're
the
like
new,
the
all the
Gomez
new Disney shows are like that.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
So one of the things that I was also interested in is the music. Like, did
yeah.
you guys write the music or did you get someone to write it for you? And is it a full...
Is it a musical? Because that's what it kind of got off
well,
a little
the, you
bit.
You sent the song.
From
the
yeah.
Fallen...
My Fallen,
My
Fallen
Angel.
My Fallen Angel. There we go. Is there like other multiple songs in it or
okay, so the person who wrote the song is a guy named Lauren Langno.
Okay.
He's a friend of mine who actually lives in Belgium.
Okay.
And he's gonna be coming to see the show.
All right.
But he wrote the song My Fallen Angel. I wrote the lyrics.
Okay.
And the song basically tells the story of Alex, like, oh sweet fallen angel, I give you my soul.
Okay.
Fallen angel being Lucifer.
Okay.
Right? And in exchange for all I ever wanted, I give you my soul.
Right.
And that's not the only original piece in the show.
Okay.
There's, like, just kind of ambient music or background music that is also original.
Okay.
And it's not a musical. It's,
okay, so Kenny doesn't ever, like, just belt out into, like...
No, the idea, the convention that we go with is that it's pre-recorded.
Okay.
And Kenny lip syncs during his performances.
Okay.
But sorry, Alex lip-sync Serena's performances. But Alex is too stupid to know. Like, Alex actually believes that he's singing.
Okay.
He's not aware that he's lip-syncing, that his microphone isn't even plugged in, or
right, so
that his guitar isn't even plugged in. And the devil, his manager, never tells him.
Right.
And once he finally finds out, he's like, what? He's like, don't... And the devil says, like, don't tell me you never noticed that your microphone's never plugged in, or that your guitar's never plugged in. Alex is like, what? I didn't know that.
I didn't notice anything.
Like, I thought I was super talented.
Exactly. And the idea is, when they're in the recording studio, Alex tries to sing the song, but then Ballas is like, oh, stop the music, stop the music. And he says, close your eyes for a second. Right. And they do this, like, 2-3 second ritual. Then all of a sudden, after that, Alex can sing well, but just for the recording studio. After that, Bal can't be there every time to make him sing good, so they have to use the pre-recorded track.
So the other thing I wanted to just ask about, I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah.
But how did you guys come up with at least the idea of three endings, and also how do you execute that in terms of, like, I saw on the posters, like, it goes night 1, 2, 3 is ending 1, 2, 3, and then 4, 5, 6 is ending 1, 2, 3 again. So it's like, you know which ones you're getting, I guess. It's not going to be like a shock. But my thing was, like, are they very different, or are they just sort of like Freddy wins in one and Jason wins in the other? And like, just...
they're different to a certain extent. What I tried to do was, if we are reflecting a grain of salt reality of conspiracy theory,
right.
I tried to reflect all possible outcomes to someone who wants to escape their contract with the devil. All
right.
Okay. Should I give it away?
Okay.
Don't spoil it too much. But I mean, like, okay, so I guess that's enough to, like, you could put together from what you guys are talking about that it's like, it'll be like a, I guess one will be more on the side of like, it's all real, and one will be maybe different.
No.
I'll
say, because it doesn't reveal too much. Okay,
I trust you.
Okay.
I think it's his story. So
if you decide you don't want it anymore, we'll just cut it out.
Why do you offer that? She doesn't do any of the editing or the producing.
That's why.
Like, oh, yeah, we'll just cut it. No.
So there's three possible endings for Alex.
Okay.
One, he continues with the contract in the face of his now knowing.
Right.
He discovers the truth. Two is he decides to fake his death and disappear. Like a kind of Elvis, you know, the conspiracy having disappeared or living in Germany or whatever.
Right.
And then the last possibility, would be what we say the 27 Club way.
Okay.
If you catch my
All the deaths at 27.
Yeah.
Like Mama Cass and Jimi Hendrix and all them.
Kurt Cobain, Amy Winehouse, Janis Joplin. Jim Morrison.
So, we're at 13 minutes, I guess. I was actually just kind of wondering if you guys had any input on, I mean, obviously you want our listeners to be going to your show, clearly. But before we, like, give all the dates and the times and all that, do you guys have any other friend shows that you wanted to? Are you interested in? I know you guys have been heavily rehearsing, but is there any other stuff that you're like, oh, I want to see that?
I definitely do. There are some friends of mine who are in some other shows, but being on the spot right now, I can't remember the name. I know Cross My Heart is one of the ones I want to see.
Yeah, that one I want to see too.
The Crossdressers.
Crossdressers and something else. What's it called? Crossdresser and...
It's Jonathan Fournier's piece, and I really want to see that. Yeah, that'd be
helpful. Oh, good.
That'd be helpful.
We have the Fringe newspaper everywhere around us.
It's like there's like programs literally all over us, if you guys want to take a look.
Yeah,
like Crossdresser.
Take a quick look.
You want to go for Crossdresser?
Crossdresser.
Annoying Visitor. I would like to see that.
You didn't jump in. You've just been taking notes.
I would like to see Annoying Visitor because they're from Japan, and I'm into Japanese culture and stuff.
Okay,
so.
Cool.
I would like to see The Balding. That seems pretty funny.
Around Miss Julie are some co-students of mine at Concordia, so I'd like to see that.
Beat the Percentage. Some Domies
right.
in there.
I want to see Beat the Percentages. That's a friend of mine, Clint Earl.
So you said Domies. So you're a Dawson guy,
yeah.
right? Okay.
Yeah.
Are you guys
I'm
both?
Concordia.
You're Concordia. Concordia yeah. Theater and Dawson Theater. Is yeah. that where most of the cast comes from? And the
no,
or
actually,
just
it's
you
all
two?
Over the place.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of people from Concordia. Some from McGill.
Well, I'm the only actor in the play which is from Concordia.
Okay.
We have a few. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
We have a few Concordia graduates in the program. In the play production. Mm-hmm. And then we have two. You're a Domi, and Catherine Karras is a Domi.
Yeah.
Cool.
The rest are just kind of
just you did open auditions and people just showed
exactly,
up.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
How many people did you audition? Was it like a lot?
Oh,
was
boy.
It a long process? Or?
Quite a lot, yeah. Probably close to 30, I think.
Okay.
Almost
close to 30. So close to 30. Okay, that's still a lengthy process. Again,
yeah.
like I said, like for
11-person play.
Yeah, for 11-person play, but also just for a fringe show, usually it's just sort of like beg, borrow, and steal actors,
exactly.
right? It's just kind of
yeah.
like... So the fact that you guys had like a pretty good turnout and you got to like pick and choose a little bit...
Yeah. And our production team is really small,
okay.
And so we're all working super hard to make this a good show. Like, I've had a lot of support from my production team. Mayumi Yoshida is the production assistant and
okay.
assistant producer. There's Megumi Furihata, which is the prop builder.
Huh.
And there's Jamie Walker, who's our assistant stage manager, and Amanda Goldberg, who's another Domi,
hi.
Is our stage manager. And some of these people have just jumped on in the last month, you know, like
just
because
get
it was a big.
Ready to go.
I think this production scared a lot of people away because it was a lot of work.
Yeah.
And so we've had a lot of quitters and dropouts, but we've kept it together.
But you're on board, and you open tomorrow, or it's gonna
that's
be
it.
When this podcast comes up, you'll be opening today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're opening today
yeah.
then,
mm-hmm.
and it's.
So, we're just about done.
And we're...
What? You were just about to say something.
Yeah, I completely forgot. I was... Yeah.
Go.
Nope.
Say it.
Don't forget that one of our endings is in French.
Oh.
Right. Is it
for
just
everyone
so
who doesn't...
The entire play will be in English, and then all of a sudden everybody starts talking French? Or is it just like...
Pretty much, yeah. just for the last ending. There's a reason for it. I'm sure you could... figure it out if you thought about it.
Yeah, so everyone who's like, I'm from out of town. What is happening?
Oh, well. They just
go
don't
the
come
two,
to that
Andy.
Show.
Yeah.
It says it on the poster. It says it on the schedule,
yeah.
which ending you're getting. So if you don't know speak French, don't go to ending two, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Cool.
Right.
And you guys are at the main line, right?
Yeah, yes. We're here. Mainline Theater.
Mainline Theater. And, I mean, I guess we'll link over to your page to have the times because it's going to be a little bit hard for people to run.
Sure, yeah. We
six
got
times
a,
on an audio podcast.
Yeah. We've got a Facebook page,
cool.
which actually, if your listeners want to check it out, we have rock and roll trivia questions.
Okay.
Which actually go with the theme of, like, satanic rock stars or something. And, if you win the trivia question, you get a free cupcake at our show.
What?
So,
guys, free cupcakes.
So
listen
you,
now.
So an example of one of the questions was not Jimmy Page. Who's the other guy from Led Zeppelin?
Is it Robert Plant?
Oh, no. Actually, it is Jimmy Page.
Okay.
Jimmy Page bought the house of Aleister Crowley. So one of the questions we asked was, like, who was the famous rock star who bought
Aleister
the house
Crowley.
Of Aleister Crowley?
That's cool.
And some people knew, so they got a free cupcake at the show.
Free cupcake!
Yeah.
Is this the first time you guys are putting it on live, or have you done have you done maybe like a closed, like not to say a dress rehearsal, but have you done any closed performances or?
No,
obviously you've
the,
done a dress rehearsal, but
yeah, this is the first time we'll be doing it.
Anyone will see it publicly.
Yeah, and the first time we're doing it in the theater, it's just insane. Like we're all. Shaking.
So you're
awesome.
In new space and everything else.
Yeah.
Where were you guys rehearsing? Sorry, just to wrap up.
Most of our rehearsals were at Concordia University.
Okay.
We were granted access to their studios.
Cool.
And we've also been rehearsing at ASM Performing Arts.
Okay.
I made
so that's gonna, I imagine you need a pretty big space to rehearse like some of the scenes and stuff like that.
Yeah, ASM is quite smaller,
okay.
but Concordia is a very large space and it's perfect for our rehearsals.
Hey, cool. Anything else you guys want to throw in before we're done?
I think we're good. We also have a Twitter account. Alex
right.
sold his soul.
What I'll do is, yeah, I'll send you my info, and you can just email me everything, and I'll link all to it in the post.
Perfect.
Are you doing any other shows, or are you getting booking?
Do you have anything coming up after Fringe?
Or are you just putting it all into this, and then... I'm putting all my apples into this basket. After this, I got to find a job.
There you go. All right, guys. Thanks for coming out on to Go Fringe Yourself on 95.cc, and look forward to seeing your show.
Yeah, thanks break so away.
Thanks for having us. I swore of it.
Those sweet, sweet piano tunes you're listening to right now come courtesy of Leland Beckman and Oral Turpitude. Oh man, that was some great podcasting, wasn't it? Anyhow, be sure as always to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, add us on iTunes, buy our stuff, and basically try as hard as you can to make us happy in every single way possible. Of course, be sure to check back every day on 95.cc for comics on Wednesdays, podcasts on Thursdays, Scott or Sophie's art on Fridays, and seriously, we'll try as hard as we can to get Zombies and Loathing, Fuck Mondays, and Templars back as soon as we can. Thanks for listening, everyone.
95.cc. We're not working. Why should you?